she's saying.
So then I'm sitting down with Aliki, and she was like Jessica's friends, hating her job because that was the job that she took straight out of college. So we're sitting down, we're having a conversation that got very deep, very quick, and I think we were almost both crying sitting at that table. But at that point, I knew that she was going to be the one. So what do I mean by the one? Who's going to be the person to replace you? Have you found that person? Are you even looking for that person, or are you just looking to hire a tech? Are you looking to hire your future, director of marketing and sales? Or are you just looking for somebody to be able to drive a car and go say hi to people? Do we have a higher standard? So then she said, yes, all right, cool, we're so pumped up. All right, Aliki's coming aboard. It's another part of the family, right? Full first day, what did we do? What did I say? Mission and values. I know some of you guys are going to say, gosh, but your mission is like a simple statement, and your values you can say in 5 minutes. How are you going to spend a whole day talking about that? Well, what if you don't? Why don't you just hire somebody and don't ingrain that in them? When the time comes and it's up to them to make a decision that's going to be based on the mission or the values, are they going to make the right decision or not? Who trained them? You did. So whose fault is it if they don't make the right decision? I'm just saying. Would you look at that? Look at that. Just look at it. So Aliki comes on board, right? And then we start doing all these continuation of all the meetings, right? So we were having a marketing meeting every other week. And the main reason we were doing it every other week was because Debbie, the person I was working part-time, she couldn't drive into the office every single time. It was over an hour away for her. We would sit down at a table like this. Those of you that have been there, that was in Howard's office, the wooden table. And it was cool just to sit in there. And the first thing we're going to look at was, all right, let's talk about our referral sources. Tell me, who has an event? What kind of events do they have? Right? We're looking for the referral sources of events, not our events, their events. Who's got a birthday? What notes do we have about specific referral partners that we're already visiting? And also, tell me about the money. How much money are we getting in referrals? How much? Then we started breaking it down and making sure that we were looking at every single line item of every referral that was coming in. Because if we had somebody in there that was a person that was referring us, but we weren't visiting them, well, guess what? Do they need to get added onto the routes? You better believe it, right? Somebody refers you, you better go visit them. Go say hi. Go say thank you. Go see how you can serve them. So all of this starts moving forward. And again, we start seeing all of this move on and move up. And we're super excited. We're super pumped. All the numbers are going up, 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 right? And it's working. Now, those of you that are asking how long does this take to work and all this stuff, the average it takes somebody to take action on some sort of connection takes about 7 stops, right? So if you're visiting 7 times, that was the average. And crazy enough, we started talking about it and we said, all right, based on January numbers, let's see how July goes. By around July is when we had seen the numbers start to get to the triple and sometimes bigger than triple. 7 months, 7 visits, the numbers were there. But the biggest part behind everything was how they were implementing the system. All of you know what the system is. We just talked about it for a day and a half.